Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, it is Patriots Friday around these parts, and we will be joined tomorrow morning by Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai. On Monday, we will be back at Gillette Stadium with Boomer Esiason and the head coach of the New England Patriots, Jerod Mayo. A Mayo Monday on this show, and hopefully there's a big, gigantic smile on the face of Jerod Mayo after that game on Monday. What do you Curtis, I mean, weather's going to be beautiful. Maybe a sold-out Gillette Stadium on Sunday for the home
opener. Oh, I mean, it's definitely sold out.
Yeah, so that place will be full, unlike last season.
Well, I mean, it was sold out last season, and it wasn't full.
I'm asking if there will be more people there.
Oh, it'll be banged out. It's going to be a perfect Sunday. Absolutely.
Yeah. Weather forecast, your game day forecast is...
It's going to feel like the upper 70s, low 80s, sunshine. The wind's going to be going from left to right on your radio dial.
Excellent. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
What do you want to start with this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, you mentioned it already this morning, but Patrick Mahomes spoke about the presidential election and endorsing a candidate or not endorsing a candidate, and how his buddy's girlfriend, T. Swizzle, had endorsed a certain candidate.
Right.
And it seems as though...
I believe that President Trump mentioned Brittany Mahomes.
Correct. That's, yep, exactly.
Yes.
And so that was asked to Patrick Mahomes about Trump mentioning Brittany Mahomes. Okay. And this is the back and forth that Patrick Mahomes had with the reporters.
Former President Trump referenced you and your family again today on Fox News in relation to his campaign. I just wonder what your reaction is to seeing that.
Yeah, I think I've always said I don't want my place and my platform to be used to endorse a candidate or do whatever either way. I think my place is to inform people to get registered to vote. It's to inform people to do their own research and then make their best decision for them and their family. And so I think that's every time I'm on this stage and I get asked these questions, I'm going to refer back to that because I think that's what makes America so great.
When you were at the U.S. Open this past weekend and you guys were there with Taylor and Travis, I mean, is that an important image to show that people who may have different philosophies can...
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always, dating back, I think if you've seen my history, I've run up with people from every aspect of life and every background. And I think the best thing about a football locker room and kind of how I've grown up in baseball locker rooms, everything about that is people can come together and achieve something and achieve a common goal. And I think if we can, I mean, we talked about it a while back, but I think if we can do that as a nation, I think that we can get the best out of each other. And so I think that's something that I do every single day. And whenever I'm hanging out with whoever, I'm not thinking about their political views or anything like that. I'm thinking about the people and how they treat other people. And I was with a lot of great people this weekend.
Thought about specifically about the idea of President Trump bringing up Brittany's name? Does that affect you one way or another?
No, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's about me and my family and how we treat other people. And I think you see is that Brittany does a lot in the community. I do a lot of in the community to help bring people up and give people other opportunities to use their voice. And so it's in the political times, people are going to use stuff here and there. But I can't let that affect how I go about my business every single day and live my life and try to live it to the best of my ability.
All right. Okay. Good answer. Yeah. I like it.
Good job. Very good answer.
I could not care less.
No.
Who a celebrity is voting for.
Yep.
Nope.
Or I could not care less who anybody here is voting for.
Nope.
I used to, when I grew up, I'd ask my mom who she was voting for, and she'd say, none of your business.
Yep. Even if I knew.
That used to be the way it was.
Right.
Like, people would leave each other alone.
But that reporter, what an idiot. Like, he's been teammates, won 3 Super Bowls with Travis Kelce. They are clearly good friends on and off the field. They hang out in the offseason.
Right.
Who thinks of who Kelce's girlfriend is voting for when you see them at the U.S. Open? How does your brain not just go, wow, that's a weird-looking mustache?
People are losing it.
Right. Because we see so many relationships, friendships, family members split over politics.
Well, that's embarrassing.
It is.
Yeah,
Like, leave everybody else alone.
Yeah. I know for a fact, like, my parents have voted separately.
Who cares?
On opposite sides, and they have been together for a very long time.
Yeah, who cares?
No, that don't matter.
God.
Even if you do know who somebody's voting
for. Just get over it.
Yeah.
You can disagree with people and still understand that they are great people that you can be friends with.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
God.
And the amount of people that, like, I got so many messages, mean messages yesterday saying, like, I can't believe that you idolize this woman who's, you know, supporting Kamala.
Cares?
Like, who cares what you think?
Who cares who Taylor Swift is voting for? Who cares who anybody else is voting for?
But the real issue, Greg, is that it's the person in that room who's charged with getting information for the fan base, asking Mahomes that question. That guy is obsessed with the fact that his wife is endorsing Trump.
Yes.
Like, the people that follow the Chiefs, my guess is, don't give a damn.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
Like, so the reporter is not representing the people he's supposed to be getting information on behalf of.
Mm.
How do you feel about the Gucci bucket hat that Travis Kelce was wearing, Wiggy?
I
like it.
Yeah, I think
Can I get a fake version of that somewhere?
You a real one.
You can get it, but I just think his look is completely changed. He is now, you know, straight out of the trailer park of Swiftland. He is completely changed. So anytime I see him, I'm like, damn, Travis.
It's more like mansion in Swiftland.
I'm pretty sure that Gucci paid for those people to be where they were at the U.S. Open dressed in Gucci. Like, he made a bag off of wearing that bucket hat. So.
He looks like a porn star, though.
He
like
looks
a
great.
70s porn star or, like, you know, a 70s
mustaches are back.
Yeah.
Ricky.
No, stop
Especially
it.
Especially the handlebar.
They're so bad.
I guarantee you if you polled women would say Travis Kelce.
We literally have a woman
in the
room.
One woman right here who just said he looks great.
Does he look better with the beard or the mustache?
I think he looks better with the mustache.
Man,
I think
stop
he looks
it,
hot.
Courtney. You are, if there's 100 women, you would be the only one who would say the mustache.
Well, we don't have 100 women. Well, we only have one, so.
I mean, he looks a mess with that thing. Shave that thing off, man.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Next, let's hear from, actually, Evan Washburn, who covered was on the sideline for the Patriots game this past weekend.
Best hair in TV, Evan Washburn.
Yeah.
I think it's up there.
I think you're absolutely right, Curtis. He talked about what they learned about the Patriots' unique handling of Drake May in practice, and I thought this was very interesting.
There was more that we learned over the course of our time meeting with the Patriots about what is a unique situation when it comes to the starter in Jacoby and the backup, if you want to call him that, but the future in Drake May, the top 5 pick. So some of the nuts and bolts of it, Chris, are this. Jacoby's the starter. He won the job in the offseason in training camp. Drake May's the number 2. But during the week, he gets 30% of the first team reps. And for those that don't know, a backup in a normal NFL situation, if they get 5 to 10% of the first team reps, That would be a lot. On top of that, when he's running the scout team, he's not getting a heads up of what he's going to face. So it's not a situation where he's there just to help out the first team defense. They want to use that as live game reps, if you will, for Drake May to face what appears to be, after what we saw yesterday in Cincinnati, a top-tier defense in New England.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. I just wonder if you're ever going to see Drake May this season.
Based off of that,
Short of Jacoby Brissett getting hurt, I don't know if you're ever going to see him. I
think it depends on the record, right?
But then again, Scheim, like, let's take this week at a win.
Yep. Okay.
And then you're 2-0.
Yep.
Correct.
You think you're going to beat the Jets?
No.
You could. If you're 2-0, you could.
Wiggy doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, okay. You could.
The way you run the football, you might.
You think you're going to beat the Niners?
No.
You think you're going to beat Miami?
No.
Probably not. You think you're going to beat Houston?
No.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Did we think they were going to beat the Bengals?
No.
That's true.
No. If you are 2-4.
Yes.
And you're coming off four losses.
Right.
Are they going to be overly concerned about the mental condition of Drake May when it comes to putting him in that situation?
No. Based off
Are you sure?
Based off of what we just heard, if they're giving him 30% of first team reps, which is a massive amount, and they're not telling, like, normally when you're on show team, you know what they do? They hold up a card in front of the show team or the scout team offense, and they circle a guy and they say, hey, quarterback, we want you to throw the ball to this guy because we're playing this coverage. If they're saying they're not doing that and he's running plays blindly where he has to kind of read the defense, they're saying, all right, we want you to get these mental reps and, you know, see what you see with the defense. That tells me that they expect him to play this year.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Wiggy.
So why are they giving him so many reps?
Because they want him to be ready for next year. Like, they've determined that he's going to be the starter next season.
So you
like,
give him 30% of the reps?
I think, Greg, my assumption is, I bet you see him week 13 is the first time you see Drake May start a football game. Barring injury, I bet that is probably when you see him. You see him against the Colts at home, and then you get the bye week to kind of digest what happened, and then you go out to Arizona.
You lose four straight, the people will be screaming and yelling. Like,
no, people will be screaming and yelling, but it doesn't do him. I can see them sitting there. I'm not saying it's right.
Uh-huh.
But sitting there and saying, we just lost four in a row. The tide has turned here with fans, and we don't want to throw the young quarterback into that situation.
But I've been told is from, not you, Wiggy, but people that have called in saying to play Jacoby is like, you don't want to ruin him mentally.
Yeah, right,
okay,
right.
Well, so after four straight losses, that you don't think that's going to ruin him mentally?
And if they lose...
Wait, how would it ruin him mentally if he came in when the team was... Like, it would be...
No,
the...
she's talking about Jacoby Brissett.
No, I'm talking about Drake May.
Oh, Drake May.
Yeah.
I don't think she's saying it.
I think Drake May is fully able to digest everything that the NFL is going to throw at him. I don't think he's mentally weak one bit. But if you're going to tell me that a rookie quarterback needs to be handled with kid gloves because of his mental capacity, I don't think throwing him in after four straight losses when the team might not look good around him is a good way to get that mental capacity to another level.
Oh, yep. I think that's the best time because... The only thing that the team could do is continue to do what it was doing before he got under center, which is lose.
Well,
if the team's 5-1,
if he's getting hit over and over again, if he's getting beat up out there, you think that that's going to do wonders for him?
What does that have to do with their record heading into that game?
Well, because I'm assuming that Jacoby Brissett was getting tossed around if they're losing four straight.
No, I mean, I think if he's going in when you're still in the playoff push and he struggles, that could hurt him mentally.
Right.
But if they're out of the season, then who cares?
Right, because the expectations
I think confidence-wise, putting him in a situation where the team's not good around him won't help.
Well, I'd ask this question to everybody. Why is his mental capacity going to be so much better next year?
Well,
just
that's
because,
what I've been asking. But
just because, this is what I'm asking. It's not. Like, the fact that you sit on the bench for a whole year doesn't mean all of a sudden next year you're mentally, you're still considered a rookie until you actually play three games into your second season.
Yep.
So he's going to, everything that we're talking about, he's going to have to deal with next year as a starter. So what if we... So why not play him this year and then say, hey, expectations are low, we've just lost four in a row, and if they do lose four in a row, do you think that Jacoby Brissett is going to have two games where he played really well and you lost because of your defense, or is he going to struggle in all those four games?
Your lips to Mayo's ears, but yeah. You heard him on this show Monday tell you that Jacoby Brissett is a starter. They have full confidence, and he's the guy.
Yeah, so he's a starter for week two.
I am just telling you to prepare yourself
All right. That
you may not see Drake May this season. All right. That is, they said it. We can continue if there's more, and I still owe everybody a lead. It's kind of a post, it's like dessert lead.
Ooh.
Pork. If I could, Sean.
What kind of dessert?
I feel like it's a creme brulee.
Mm.
Okay.
If you're up for that.
I'm in. I think that sounds lovely.
Okay. Mm. I mean, unless you want something that's a little healthier, like fruit with little creme fraiche.
If I'm getting a dessert lead, Greg, okay. I want as nasty as you can make it for me. In the best way possible.
Okay, let's not think about
it. Like I had last night at Wicked Crafts, I had the Oreo.
Two mentions?
Well, it's a good place, Curtis. It's like an Oreo with gummies in it. Like a chocolate Oreo gummy. Yeah.
I think that
dessert.
Was the dispensary.
Yeah, I think you've had enough when it comes to the gummies.
I'm not a big gummy fan, though. I told you, I had gummies before, and I could not find an airport in Houston, Texas.
That's right. You went to Bush instead of the other.
And I had them the night before. Uh-huh. So it wasn't even like I was popping them in the
really
morning.
Messed you up.
I had them the night before and could not find the airport. My wife and I were like panicking. We're like, where'd they go? What happened to the airport?
Did I wish there was a camera on you.
We ended up at one airport. We're like, this don't look familiar.
That is scary.
And then it dawned on me. There's two major airports.
Right.
No, it dawned on you that you shouldn't have done the second gummy.
Yeah.
What were those? But like 15?
No, they were. They were
20s or like what was the? What was the dosage there?
No, my wife's friend. She made chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, you can't trust that.
Cookies were too good.
And then and I don't know how much kush she put in there, but it was. The night of it, I was like, cool, the next day.
I can picture Wiggy with this huge grin on his face riding the carousel with the baggage.
No, we were driving all over Houston, speeding around. Like,
that's scary.
I mean, I was at Tyreek Hill speeds looking for the airport. I was like, we're going to miss our flight. It was a whole.
Did you miss it?
No. Luckily, we somehow were like, oh, that's another airport.
All right. Them gummies hit.
Hey, we got into the line. We were like, man, we're going to miss our flight. People,
Houston, we have a problem.
Hey, so they ain't hitting, though.
Yeah, they ain't hitting, though. Gummies hitting, though. All right. That's a shirt. Gummies hitting, though. All right. Here's Courtney. And what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox take down the Orioles 5-3. The guys now on the road to take on the Yankees tonight, 7:15. First pitch, Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:15 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Sam Kennedy's coming up at 9 for the front office report. We have an AFC East showdown tonight. The Bills are in Miami to take on the Dolphins. Kickoff is at 8:15. And save today at Shaw's and Star Market. Get value pack 80% lean fresh ground beef or 93% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey. Only $2.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And, Wiggy, I don't want to make you feel bad. Uh-huh. I once booked a 3-night weekend stay for Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the hotel in Maine. I was like, oh, I'm checking in. They said, oh, wrong city.
Yeah, I was like Smokey and Friday and running down the street. I was completely geeked.
If only there was a GoPro.
This has happened to you when you weren't on something, as my mom used to say.
That's right.
During a road show. You went to the...
That's right. Oh, my God. I mean, famously, I drove to the Brunswick in Brunswick, Maine, not the Brunswick Hotel.
That is confusing.
Yeah.
In Old Orchard Beach. Well, I mean, I did drive past the Portland airport, and I knew it was south, and I was like, oh, maybe it's a new route. Idiot. That is me. 56 degrees, mostly sunny afternoon, high in the low 80s.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.